Self-help books abound. I swear, every day I see some new fix-it guide to getting your life back on track. As a connoisseur of inspiration, I love a good meaty chicken soup for the soul, honey. I can tell you, most of them are gonna say the same old shit and just repackage it. Are there a few useful tidbits? Probably. Does it apply to you personally in any way? Probably not. Enter the Enneagram. Plainly put, the Enneagram is a personality typology that has a sneaky way of reflecting our innermost selves. Each personality type is given a number. There are 9 types in total, but you should view that number as a starting point, not as a label to pigeonhole you. Maybe it would help to start at the beginning. The Enneagram symbol itself is ancient, but the Enneagram model of human personalities as we understand it today is from a guy named Oscar Icazo, who was inspired by the expansive ideology of philosopher and teacher George Gurdjieff. Icazo, also a philosopher, sorted 9 distinct personality types out of Gurdjieff's spiritual system of the 7 deadly sins, positing that we all have go-to passions or coping mechanisms that create recurring themes throughout our lives. For example, some people just can't shake that they're missing something everyone else has and they're pretty fucking envious of those around them. Hello, baby fours, I see you. In the 1970s, famed psychiatrist Claudio Naranjo synthesized the Enneagram with modern psychology and called each of the types an ego fixation. That's just a fancy term that means we all have systems of coping mechanisms that help us survive what comes our way in life, as well as assign value to ourselves. Today, the Enneagram is a system for understanding the self that marries what we know about the mind and what we sense about the spiritual realm. Just like how humans are half animal and half spirit, half concrete and half abstract, half learned and half unique, with 1 foot planted on the earth and the other leaping toward the stars, the Enneagram seeks to make sense of the wild, painful, glorious lives we lead. I've been an Enneagram nerd since I first discovered it 10 years ago, in my former life as a maudlin youth at a conservative Bible college. More on that later. I still remember where I was when I discovered my number because I got fucking pissed off. I was sitting in a Starbucks in downtown Chicago, reading an Enneagram book and trying to peg all my bland-ass seminary friends. I started in on the Type 4 chapter, and my first thought, reading the description, was, damn, these folks suck. Second thought, fuck, that's me, isn't it? I slammed the book down on the table and broke into a really intense, pensive window-staring sesh. How could I, of all people, be some self-centered individualist? Me, dramatic? Me, tortured? As if. When you read the words that call your bluff, everything changes. After I'd come to terms with being a 4 and read every book I could get my hot little hands on about it, I was able to laugh at my ego fixations. That shit hates being laughed at, let me tell you what. And chart a path forward, smoothing out brain ruts and old emotional wounds as I went. I was able to figure out why the fuck I was so annoyed with my closest friends, which made me feel less crazy, while learning a deeper, driving sense of compassion that defined my interactions with them going forward. The Enneagram helped me figure my shit out. I'm gonna show you how it can help you, too.